B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is it? Hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. If you got something to say, hit us up on that line, leave us a message, and you may make the big cut to the big show.
I suggest that you lose your Donovan McNabb soundbite. Donovan McNabb was like Allen Iverson and Manny Dykstra. All great athletes, but jackass human beings. You really should downplay your affinity for them.
McNabb wasn't a jackass human being. I mean, he was... He was just a passive-aggressive, spoiled type of guy. He wasn't a bad, bad guy.
Since then, he's been proven to have done some things, but that's him and his wife's business.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, I just want to know if you noticed last night, of all the spectacular plays Ben Simmons made, his best play may have been at the very end of the game when he slapped the ball away on the inbounds pass with like a second and a half to go. The Spurs never even got a shot off.
Yeah, that was where we were trying to get the ball to Bellinelli. They had one option on that play. Bellinelli ran like an arc, a 360 arc to get free, and they trailed him the whole way.
Yeah, also, after the game, Pop said that the reason they took everybody out and they were going to shoot threes, he didn't want to go to overtime because he thought his team was starting to get gassed. So he was going for the win.
Oh, okay,
right there.
But the Sixers didn't know that.
No, the Sixers didn't know that.
So
right.
If you have it, I know that DeRozan's not a great 3-point shooter, but he's their best offensive player. You put him on the floor, you at least create a diversion, don't you?
Hey, Mike, in the beginning of the show, I happened to notice you said something about feeling bad for Flyers fans. Now, when you say feeling bad for Flyers fans because, you know, just not winning a cup in 40 years, you know, whatever, is that implying that you are not, in fact, in 4-for-4? You are not a Flyers fan?
No, it doesn't imply that at all. I'm an analyst, okay? I have a different status than you. Well, I want the teams to win. I'm not like a fan like you. I'm an analyst, so I can stay objective and be critical when I need to.
Yeah, Mikey Miss, what you do for your general knowledge grand prize winners is you should get yourself some frozen meatballs, some prag room, or whatever the stuff that Jason
used from Prague,
cook it up for the people, for the grand prize winners.
No, man, I got Martinez to sign the Prego today, so this is going to be sent out to our winner, the Prego,
the Prague Room,
Prague
Room. Mike, I realize that hockey is a distant fourth in your sports lexicon here, but a puck with a wing. It's a flying P. Originally, it was a flying P. Today, it's the same flying P for the Flyers logo.
It's a puck with a wing. All right? That's what it is. It's a puck in the middle, and so it has a wing on it, and it's shaped like a P because that's how they're trying to tie it in. But basically, it's a puck with a wing.
Can we start a new rule where a triple-double is the triple-double? The player scores at least 20 points. I'm so sick of Ben Simmons scoring 10, 11, 12 points. Oh, he's got a triple-double. He's got a triple-double. A Korkmaz can score 10 points in a game.
Yeah, Korkmaz can't go 10 assists and 10 rebounds, though. But you think that's easy to go 10, 10, 10, even if it's 10, 10, 10, which last night it was, and he had 20 points. Come on, dude.
So you guys touched on three major sports teams, but you didn't talk about the Eagles updating their uniforms. They are so stale. I think it's been almost 30 years they've updated that dark green. What about bringing back the Kelly Green?
Oh, here we go.
I know we've been preaching about it for a while, but that would be a nice fresh start for the new year.
First time I've heard. Let's go back to the Kelly Green.
You want to get progressive. And he goes, oh, you haven't brought up the Eagles.
It's like the Phillies. Let's go back to the pinstripe era when they sucked. Let's bring those uniforms back from the 50s and 60s when they were the worst franchise in baseball.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's any word on who the Eagle or Eagles were that spoke out about Carson Wentz. There's always a player that never goes to the back of the line and always steps up to speak out, and that's Malcolm Jenkins. And I haven't heard a word from Malcolm Jenkins defending Carson Wentz.
Yeah, he defended him.
And I was wondering if it was possibly him that spoke out against Carson.
He kind of defended him. He also said that there are times when a quarterback has to be headstrong, so he clarified that.
Yeah, he said that he does it, in fact.
Yeah.
That he does the same thing.
Right.
I just went back and watched the Super Bowl, and I didn't see any play that worked like this. Nick Foles drops back. Nick Foles blocks for himself. Nick Foles hurls the ball downfield. Nick Foles runs under it. Nick Foles catches it. Touchdown, Eagles! Will all you Folesian jerks quit saying Nick Foles won us a Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. 53 guys, plus a practice squad, plus a coaching staff, plus a front office, won us a Super Bowl.
I used to win the Super Bowl that way in my backyard. Like, I'd drop back, I'd throw it in the air, and I'd go chase it, and then dive and catch it into a pile of leaves for the game-winning touchdown. Yeah, but they don't do that in real life. You're right.
Hey, Mike, it's Jim. I was just calling to say, hey, Natalie. I remember this one time, it was back in 1987, I was playing basketball with Andy, and I remember and Anthony did go cross over on me, and I got arms stuck on my shirt, and I remember because I had pancakes that morning, and then back in 2005, you said you didn't like Aunt Jemima syrup, and I was like, called you up. Do you remember? I called you out on that, and I'm a long cabin guy myself, and didn't remember this other. Hold on, hold on, I'm
going
to take a bite of this sandwich. I'll be back.
Oh, that's an awesome imitation of Jim from Havertown. We get a Jim imitator. That's awesome.
You are totally wrong on this referee issue, and I'm going to tell you why. I understand your point. Yeah, you can't review every single call. I'm not even going to argue for review. But the refs do need to get fired for missing a helmet-to-helmet contact call. People like Andre Waters, Junior Seau, Dave Duerson have killed themselves due to injuries sustained from helmet-to-helmet contact. And the NFL has to do everything in its power to stop helmet-to-helmet contact, which causes major head injuries. And if that means that the ref misses a huge call like that where a helmet hits another helmet, you got to fire him.
Okay, fire him. Knock yourself out, fire him.
Regarding the DeMarco Folk situation, the 76ers should learn from their mistakes. They should learn what happened to Bynum. They paid him all that money. He was never on the court. This guy doesn't want to play. It's been 2 years since he's been on the team. They ought to admit they made a mistake. Give him a choice. Send him to the D-League. Or you cut him.
Can't cut him because of the financial ramifications of cutting him. But the D-League is interesting because they're going to send a couple guys down there now. And he's not going to be one of them. So, I don't know. Listen, the babying that's going on with this kid is ridiculous. The agent is behind the medical reasons, and so they hide behind those and say he's physically incapable of playing. I don't know. I've just given up on that whole thing. Close it down, man.
That's the best of the best today of Sounds Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.